synchrotron emission from very high energy gamma ray radio scattering.
Hello, everybody. As always, woman saying the final words. I'm honored to take the last talk. What I'm talking today is part of my PhD thesis under the my cruiseman advisor, Dr. Bocher. Let me start with the motivation. Of course, the biggest and the first, my goal is obtaining PhD, hopefully in less than 6 weeks, but also do some science. In the sequence of the blazar from flat spectrum, from flat spectrum radio quasars to high frequency PQ-like objects, usually as Marcus said yesterday, we are dealing with the decreasing external control. So while there are some high energy source was detected as a flat spectrum radio quasars like G679 and some intermediate B-like objects, which was surprising how those photons could escape from those external radiation field. So we have external radiation field, how this photon can escape. The answer to this question can be because of the gamma-gamma absorption. High energy photon can interact with the top photon through the pair cascade, and also they reproduce the pair of the particle. And again, this particle can be affected by the magnetic field, and perhaps this scenario can explain how some radio galaxy, which was detected by Egret and Fermi as a high energy source, can be observed. This is the geometry of our model. High energy source, energy around TeV, comes from the direction of the jet. And we have external radiation field, and this external radiation field extends up to the Rx. There is a magnetic field in the AGN environment. It has the angle of the theta compared to the Z axis. And we are as an observer sitting at the angle of theta compared to the Z axis. This external radiation field can be as a monoenergy field through the Bose vision, usually by an alpha photon, or it can be infrared radiation through the dark source. How this scenario works? High energy photon can interact with the soft photon and through the gamma-gamma absorption produce the electron and positron. The assumption is at the beginning this particle are traveling at the direction of this primary gamma ray photon, and again this particle interact with the soft photon produce other high energy photon, and as we are going forward the electron, the particle, and also the photon, they losing their energy, and also there is a magnetic field in the environment, so they will be bended. So perhaps this, some of these high energy photons that we will be observed, it can be some radio galaxies that can be observed because of these high energy photons. What we have done so far, which was published in 2 papers, we ignored the synchrotron radiation. But now we include the synchrotron loss through this cascade. What we suppose the particle between 2 successive components of the scattering, they losing the energy by synchrotron radiation. Of course, the assumption is still the magnetic field is small. That means that the cascade will be supported by component of the scattering, and the energy loss through the synchrotron radiation is somehow that still doesn't affect on the direction of the particle. So so these are the assumptions that I already said. The magnetic field, the energy density of the magnetic field is much smaller than the energy density of the external radiation field. So the cascade will be supported by control of the scattering. And these are the parameters, as you see, if you have a high energy photon energy and at the TA, Compton cooling length is much shorter than the synchrotron cooling length, so the particle mostly losing the energy by Compton of the scattering. And the Larmor radius is the parameter which defines the isotropization in our model. if the magnetic field is very large, then normal radius will be very short, so the particle will be deflected, and we will see some high energy source from high energy photon from the sci-fi. In our most simulation that I run, I suppose that the primary gamma ray as a pure parallel, but here I show that the shape of the cascade is not dependent on the shape of the primary gamma ray photon. The blue curve shows the pure parallel, and the red curve shows the parallel plus exponential cutoff. As you see, the cascade shape doesn't depend on the primary gamma ray photon. Of course, the flux is changed and a little higher for the pure parallel, but the shape of the cascade is independent. So in my most simulation, I just choose the pure parallel to see how that this cascade is worked. I apply this model by ignoring the synchrotron radiation for the radio galaxy Centaurus A, as Shane is explained this morning, so I'm not talking about the Sun A, but what I'm showing here, as you see, by adding the the compound part from the synchrotron from the cascade, we will get a better result for the Fermi data point. And again, now I run with the same input by adding the synchrotron radiation. And as you see, the synchrotron radiation is much shorter, is much smaller than the synchrotron radiation from the jet and also the compound part from the cascade. So ignoring the synchrotron radiation in our previous work is justified. And also, we've done this for other radio galaxy NGC 1275. We got a very good result for the Fermi data point. And again, I run with the same input by adding the synchrotron part. And we saw that still our work is justified because the synchrotron part from the cascade is much smaller than the synchrotron part from the jet and also the high energy component from the cascade. But the question which is come up here, is there any degeneracy in our model or not? The answer is yes, because now you will see I applied several magnetic fields and I got a very good fit for the Fermi data point via the synchrotron part is completely changed the flux and also the shape. So only the magnetic field can be defined if we add the synchrotron part, of course. Still, since in our model will be supported by compound of the scattering, we cannot apply any magnetic field. So still, the magnetic field should be energy of the magnetic field should be smaller than the energy density of the external radiation. So here I study the external radiation field, how the effect of the external radiation field in the cascade. As you see here. By increasing external radiation field, we will see the higher flux in the compound part of the cascade, while we will see the vice versa effect in the synchrotron part. And also, we will reach to the region, even if we put the higher external radiation field, the high energy component doesn't change. And so the answer is why it happens. Because for the fixed temperature, if you are increasing the external radiation field, that means you are dealing with the higher photon density. So the result will come with the optical opacity will be very large. Even if you are putting in high energy external radiation field, I've already all of the high energy photon absorbed, and it doesn't change on the cascade. And the other effect that you will see is the energy break in both the compound part and the synchrotron part of the cascade. And the energy break can be defined as this. And as you see, by higher external radiation field, the energy break shifts to the lower energy. And this comes from the isotropization. That means the on cooling them by increasing the external radiation field to be shorter. That's why we are going to the lower energy. The other effect that we will be see here is some of the particles, there is a higher shape here, and this because of some of the particles will be escape if we have a lower external radiation field. And also the other effect that was seen here is the ratio of the quantum part compared to the synchrotron part. It depends on the external radiation. This is shows the effect of the magnetic field, both orientation and also strength for the both parts, high energy component and also synchrotron part. And as you see here, the flux of the synchrotron versus the flux of the inverse component scattering is proportional to the B squared. And also we find that the isotropization is just depend on the magnetic field perpendicular. So we apply in our model in one of the flat spectrum wave quasars, T6-79. It has a redshift of 0.5 between a few angle 0.5. And the reason is we are saying that since the synchrotron part of the cascade already in many of our simulations that I've run was seen through the optical ultraviolet up to the X-ray. So perhaps some of the lasers which seen as a big blue bump there, and they say that it comes from the thermal radiation through the activation disk. It can be also because of this cascade through the synchrotron part of the cascade, and this can be also tested by spectral polarimetry. If I don't know, I haven't looked it up, but if it tests and if it shows the spectral polarimetry polarization, if it's decreasing through the optical up to the ultraviolet, perhaps it become comes from the thermal radiation, and if it's, it doesn't change, it comes from the synchrotron part. And almost done. This is the summary. I will leave it for you.
Sunday there was some PhD report brittle or hard.
No, this TV source is not. Is not at the same time. They will not observe at the same time. Yes. So this TV source was not observed at the same time of the Fermi, so we didn't care about that. But it can be also done through the there are some group also they need this data point for our cascade. They want to get the they get this peak of this synchrotron through the proton gamma. And they want to produce to see if this HDD is the resource.
Yes, but still I didn't include any variability in my cascade, so I didn't include my variability.
For the case that I apply NGC-1275, these are not the source that they evaluate us, but still that gives me the other step that I can evaluate. The energy cutoff for the high energy component. It doesn't depend on the primary gamma ray source, it depends mostly through the geometry that how the magnetic. Because the energy cutoff that we are dealing with comes from the 1/ε for the primary gamma ray source. But for the cascade, I didn't calculate the energy cutoff for each of. So you are saying that each of them has a different energy cut. Yeah, I didn't. I don't think so. It depends on the pure power law or exponential cutoff, because the shape doesn't show anything different.